In a world of change, where do you belong? The answer's clear, it's time to be strong. Mindful growth, that's where we thrive. With Angela's guidance, watch your best self arrive. Transform with strong, reach for the stars. Resilient minds, that's who we are. Awakening potential, near and far. Angela Armstrong, raising the bar.
Welcome to episode 4 of Transformation Talks with Angela R. Strong, Empowered Edge Season. I am Angela R. Strong, and today we're tackling one of the most challenging yet liberating topics in personal transformation, moving from victim to victor. This isn't about denying that bad things happen or pretending that pain doesn't exist. This is about reclaiming your power to choose how you respond to life's challenges. It's about recognizing that while you can't control what happens to you, you absolutely can control what happens next. For months during my final year in the U.S. Coast Guard, I lived in victim mode. I had every reason to. I was facing false accusations. My reputation that I worked so hard for was being destroyed. And systems that I had trusted for 27 years were failing me. I felt powerless, angry, and completely at the mercy of forces that were beyond my control. One morning, I looked in the mirror and I barely recognized myself. The woman staring back at me was defeated, bitter, and felt so small. That's when I made a choice that changed everything. I decided to stop asking, why is this happening to me? And start asking, how is this happening to me? That shift from victim to victor didn't happen overnight. But it started with that single question, though. First, let's be clear. Being a victim of circumstances does not make you weak. Sometimes we genuinely are victims of other people's actions, systemic failures, or life's random cruelties. The victim mindset becomes problematic when we stay there permanently. Here's some victim mindset characteristics. It's when you focus on what's being done to you or feeling powerless to change your situation or waiting for external circumstances to improve, defining yourself by your pain, believing that others control your happiness. Now, victor mindset characteristics are these. Focusing on what you can do despite your circumstances. Identifying areas where you do have power. Taking action within your sphere of influence. Using your pain as fuel for growth. Taking responsibility for your response and recovery. The transformation happens in the space between stimulus and response. That is where your power lives. Reclaiming your power involves 4 key steps. Step 1, acknowledge the reality. Stop minimizing or denying what happened. You can't heal what you won't feel. Give yourself permission to be angry, to be hurt, or disappointed. Step 2, identify your agency. Even in the worst situations, you do have some choices. Maybe you can't control the situation, but you can control your response. And maybe you can't change the past, but you can influence your future. Step 3, reframe your story. This doesn't mean making excuses or for other people or pretending that everything happens for a reason. It just means finding empowering meaning in your experience. How has this challenge revealed your strength? What have you learned? How can you use this experience to help others? Step 4, take aligned action. Power without action is just potential. What one small step can you take today that aligns with your values and moves you towards the future that you desire? Remember, this isn't about forgiveness. That's a whole separate journey altogether. This is about refusing to let your past pain dictate your future possibilities. Let's practice the victor's power clause. I want you to think of a situation where you've been feeling powerless. Take 3 deep breaths. Now ask yourself, what aspects of this situation are truly outside of my control? What aspects do I have some influence over? And what would taking responsibility for my response look like? What's one small action I could take that would honor my values? How might this challenge be developing strength that I didn't know that I had? Feel the shift from powerlessness to possibility. That is your victor energy awakening. This week, I want you to practice the daily power assessment. Each morning, I want you to ask yourself, where do I have power today? Each evening, I want you to reflect, and how did I use my power today? Choose one area that you've been feeling victimized and identify 3 specific actions that you could take to reclaim some of that power back in that situation. Moving from victim to victor isn't about becoming invulnerable. It's about becoming unstoppable. It's about recognizing that your power doesn't come from avoiding pain, but from choosing how you respond to that pain. Next week, we're exploring the courage to feel, emotional intelligence in action. Until then, I want you to remember that you are not what happened to you. You are what you choose to become because of what happened to you. I'm Angela R. Strong, and this is Transformation Talks with Angela R. Strong, Season 2, the Empowered Edge series. I look forward to seeing you guys next week. Please like, share, and comment. Bye, everybody.
From a bone awakening to legacy, we've got the key. Unlocking the leader you're meant to be. Mindful, bold, and totally free.